I just want to say I love you so much. And thank you so much because, you know, in the beginning of all of this, girl, I was recording at your house. I was staying at your house when I had no car. You let me drive your car to work. You know what I mean? You've been a loyal friend this whole time. You send me. You're the fool. But I love you to death, and I appreciate you, and I wouldn't trade you for the world, girl.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I love you, too, and, you know, I wouldn't trade you for the world, and I got something planned for you. So be on the lookout for that.
And I'm proud of everything that you're doing. You're doing your thing. People were asking where you're at, but you're booked and busy right now. So, but at the end of the day, you're still one of my best friends forever, and I love you to death.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
All right,
friends
girl.
Forever.
Yeah, you have a lot going on in your background, so I'll call you later.
Yes, I just did this really cool thing in LA. I can't wait till you come down here.
Okay, yeah, I'll call you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let me call Richard's bitch ass. Okay, let's take some calls. Okay, let's do 8687. You're live on the air.
First and foremost, I want to say congratulations, Boo. This is Suicide Zoe, and I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate you on your 100K. Your fans never doubted that you would reach there. This is just the marking of great things to come. And it's nice to hear that, you know, the real official King Pain came on and you shouted him out. That just shows your character. Even when you're rising above the rest, you always remember those that toted you to the top. And that just says a lot towards your character, Amon. That's why I subscribe to your channel. Because you just keep it real. You're not here for the mess, but you will drag them if they bring it. So I just wanted to call in and congratulate you.
My thing is I only will drag people if they bring it when they try to discredit where I've been. You know what I mean? Because it took me so long to get here because I had such an inner fight, right? I had such a personal fight. I had a fight with self-esteem, right? And so once I overcame that fight to try to make it seem like I'm only – fighting to compete with somebody that I just heard of a year ago.
Right, you're not here
for bullshit.
The clout. You're not here for the clout. Like, there's tons of celebrities that came on your platform, and just like when you had Nene Leakes, you spoke to her like she was a regular old Joe. Like,
and
she was
put
like,
her ass on mute.
Exactly. You spoke your truth. I was there for the dragon, baby, but you kept it very professional and you was unfazed and unbothered. And I think that's why a lot of us can relate to you, because you say a lot of stuff that we're thinking and you always bring stuff to the light. You're always advocating for gay rights. You know, it's never black and white with you. And when I say it's never black and white with you, it's strictly facts. Some people like to tread on the black side and be in the middle. You just strictly facts with the receipt. You like, hold on, wait, before I finish this sentence, let me pull this up real quick. That's what I love about you, bring the facts. Please keep that same energy, and I'll be right here to cheer you on at your 500K mark, and just continue to do what you're doing. Okay, boom?
Thanks, Bill.
Right,
have a good one. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my manager. I'm not going to say his name because I don't need bitches trying to get my same manager. But shout out to my manager. He's all the way in the UK. But I will say this. Hold on. My management team is so fire with the promo. And motherfuckers will talk, say that I'm shadow banned. They'll say this. They'll say that. Let me tell you something. I have a signed contract with Manscaped. Okay, and my management company has got me several deals. So shout out to my manager. You know who you are. Only reason why I'm not saying your name is because I don't want motherfuckers to be trying to, you know, be all in our business. But shout out to my management company. Shout out to my management team for continuing to help me secure the bag. Shout out to Petty Page. Shout out to all of them. I love y'all. Thank you so much for helping me continue to build my brand. And shit, shout out to Teresa Romero, because I met my manager. Fun fact, when I went to when I went to Houston, Texas last year for Christmas, I met my manager, and he became my manager, and I signed a contract with him. It's almost about to be a year, and we've made some big money together with these different sponsors. I've had Adam and Eve, Manscaped, several different sponsors that he's helped close the deals. So shout out to my management team, and thank you so much for that. I love you, and thanks for getting this bread, and I can't wait to get more bread with you, bro. Thanks. Yeah. So 39. Wait, no. You just cut in here, huh? Oh, damn. It's hella calls. Okay. 3902.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can see. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Nubian Goddess from New Jersey.
Hey.
I want to first and foremost congratulate you. Hello. I'm very happy for you. I'm very proud of you. Like, I'm over here kind of weirdly emotional, like I know you in real life. Like, I just feel like this is such a milestone, and I'm actually about to celebrate my 1 year of membership with you, like, within the next couple of days. So I really just feel like I watched you grow. And I think what I noticed is your confidence that the people can't stand. They can't take it because you know you're great and you're not afraid to tell us that you are. And it's kind of like that thing you would see with, like, Floyd Mayweather or, like, Muhammad Ali, how they hated on him because they would tell you, I'm the greatest of all time. This is what I do. This is, you know, I'm the king. And they weren't scared to say that. And I feel like that is what the energy you have, and a lot of people can't take that. But we love that. The fans love that about you. And then what else? Oh, the only other thing I wanted to say is about the Tasha K part, because the energy has very much been the same. You never switched up, and I'm glad that you got a chance to play that clip and everybody can see. And you never, like you said, you've never been scared to give credit when it's due. Like, you'll drag, but you will give credit when it's due.
I will and give her the credit. That's the whole thing.
Every time you tell her about her quality, it's excellent. You gave her props, you know, about being entertaining, but you will drag, and it is what it is. And the people love you for it. Apparently what you're doing is working. The formula is working, and I'm happy for you, and I'm here for it, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do next.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm so glad that you guys got to see, you know, like, because you're right, it is the confidence. But if you watch the whole live, you'll see that I came from the bottom. I've been fired. I've burnt. I've tried skits. I've tried this. I've tried that. So it's like at some point you realize that, shit, I meant to do this. And I'm not going to play second fiddle, right? And I'm not going to let somebody tell me that I'm not good. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and do it with confidence. And I feel like people take that as arrogance when you're like, no, I don't have to play second fiddle. I'm done being an assistant. I've did that. I've done the work for Brandy. I've been the assistant on the Takara photo shoots. I've been the backup dancer. At some point, it's my show.
People want you to shrink yourself to make them feel more comfortable, and this is not that.
Yeah,
this is not that. You don't have to do that to make other people feel better about themselves. If you're that guy, you're him. You're just him, and that's all. And it's okay to tell people that you're him. You came from the bottom, and I really did not know about the skits and all the time on Facebook that you were putting in. And I heard you say often, you know, I've been doing this, you know, since 2015 is when I met T.S. Madison. But I never got to see it. And so getting the opportunity to see that really just drove the point home. Like, I'm almost over here in proud tears, but that's another story.
Thank you. Because I'm in tears. Like, I'm trying not to be in tears either, because you don't understand, like, how much that means to just get to 100. Because, you know, it's like it was a goal of mine, you know. And when you're doing something, only up until the last year, right? Or like year or 2 years, I wasn't getting paid. Everything I was doing was for free.
We can't be mad. We can't. How can you be mad?
You know what I'm saying?
Get it out the mud like that. You can't be mad at that.
So then when you try to compare me to a motherfucker that just got given everything, I'm like, great for them, good for them, but don't put me in the same conversation as them.
Yeah, this is not that. It's a different bracket. It's a different tier. And that's fine.
It's a different conversation. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not taking away from anything nobody else is doing. But don't put me in the same conversation as them. Because then I'm offended.
And that's that. And that's that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Armand. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Let's take another call. 5248, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Oh, hey. I actually called into your show for the first time about a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And for the record, I did bring up that I watched you. You did this video of the girl at the mall, and you were like, oh my god, that was a long time ago. And I'm like, yeah, I've been a day one. Damn it.
Yes. Right. It's been a while. Because you know, most of my male supporters, they know, because I was talking about the boys a lot and my experiences in Atlanta. So, you know, y'all used to get a kicky off of that.
Yeah, and I remember you did an interview with these gay guys in Atlanta that beat up a white lady at a gas station.
Yeah, I showed that video tonight. Yeah, I showed the video tonight that they beat up the white lady at the gas station. I showed the video tonight, not the full video, but a clip.
That's a legendary video. And you and I also shared an interesting thing that happened to you and to me. I remember when we dealt with Bell's palsy.
Yes.
I went through that same thing. And I remember getting so emotional when I saw you going through that, because I'm like, oh my God, that is the most terrifying thing someone can go through. And I'm so glad that we came out on the other end of that. But anyway, on a happy
note.
Yeah,
but Bell's palsy is real, right? And I went through it.
Yeah.
And I got on camera with it.
Yeah,
and you know, sometimes
so
you don't. Some people don't recover from Bell's palsy.
Yes, and you know what? I didn't take pictures. It was embarrassing, and I was so proud of you to own that and to display that.
And that's fear of mine, right? Because I'm an on camera guy, so at any moment it can come back.
Yeah.
What do I do?
And
I have to still come on camera.
And lastly, I love interaction with you and your mom. I lost my mom this year, so watching y'all together. That almost brought tears to my eyes. But anyway, on a happy note, I'm so proud of you. Keep doing the damn thing, and I'm going to let the other callers come through and give you your well-deserved praise.
Thank you so much, Boo. Thanks for being
a
loyal watcher. Bye. All right. Let's take some more calls. 1213, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going
on?
Hey,
Armand.
Hi.
I got to say, I love when you say that all the time because you say it like you know me. How you doing? Congratulations.
I'm doing good. How
congratulations.
Are you? Thank you.
I'm fine. Congratulations on 100K. This is Sweet the Queen. I just wanted to call and say, like, you know, I've definitely been following you since, well, it's funny how I started following you. I don't know if you, you know, want to, ready for the story, but when, can I say other people's names, or you don't want me to say
no
names?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead. We're talking today. Go ahead.
Okay. So, now, I didn't start watching YouTube really till like 2018, but you was on YouTube before that. Where I found out about you is, like, you know, you was covering a story on a certain, you know, Snapchat video about, you know, a favorite trans, you know, that,
oh,
you know, was using her
feet.
Oh, so, yes, yes, right. So, I'm like, oh, no, he's playing with my cancer sister. I'm not feeling this. Like, I can't, like,
you
I was really.
Was there for
but,
that
but
team.
I can't. But yes, but I came, but I, yes, but I came, I think you was doing a video about Nikki, you was putting her in her place a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, Little Kim supporter, that's that same person, you know me. But that's how I found you. I was like, but he wasn't talking bad about her, like she was just on his show. Like it wasn't no malice behind it or nothing. Like, she was just on the Armand Wiggins show. That was it. So I came and made my own decision, and this is how I'm here for 100K. Like, this, like, yo, like,
that's crazy, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate you. And then you've also been here for the tarot and everything.
Yes, yes, yeah. I'm a moderator over there, but we haven't been over there for a little minute, but yeah.
But we're going back. We're going back because at some point we're going to have to make that get to 100K, right? So we're going back.
Yes, of course. Of course.
So thank you so much, sweet.
Of course. Yes, of course.
How's your relationship going?
I mean, he's still, but it's going. Yes, you do. Yes, you remember. Yes,
I do.
I remember.
Okay.
You remember? Yes, yeah. He's still doing his thing, but hey.
Okay.
Oh, I commented. That's another thing too. Like, I don't know if last time y'all remember, they had nicknamed me Peg the Stallion. You could get it too, Amon. Like,
Get your ass out of here, bye, sweets. I'm married. Get your damn ass out of here, bitch. I love you, sweets, but get your stupid ass out of here, bitch. I know you fucking lying. I'm finna fuck you, bitch. You got a man. Okay. Hold on, let me finish taking calls. All right. 0687, you live on the air. 0687, you live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes. What's going
Hello?
On?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm on my Bluetooth, so I just want to make sure. It's Chocolate
Tie
and
BZ. Oh, hey. Oh, my God. Listen. Let me tell you something. I want to tell you, girl, I love you. You and your husband. First of all, you have been a day one, and I want to thank you for all the support. You've endured a lot. You being a trans sister, you know what I mean? And your husband being a trans man, and you're just going through and enduring a lot that goes on in this chat. And just, whether you agree with me sometimes and not agree, let me tell you something. Y'all have a special place in your heart for me, and I love you. And thank you so much for being a loyal supporter. And as a moderator, you know what we've gone through. You know the girls that have came in and have gone. And you and
Mo
have really, because we have a very private chat. Like, there's a group chat, then there's a private chat. And, it's only a few of us in there. And so I love you.
I love you, too. I just want to tell you I am so proud of you. I remember watching you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Armon, I really, we used to watch you. Like, we started watching you and T.S. Madison, all y'all at the same time. And I used to watch you laughing. But the night that you did the video about the dude that was a bug chaser. That is the night I knew that you was a star. You was so fucking serious during that video, and it was, totally opposite of anything I had ever watched.
Yeah.
And I was like, he going places. And then
you
fucking left me.
Where go?
And then you left Facebook. You left Facebook and went to YouTube.
Because, girl, they was
and
playing
we was like,
games.
We was like, where is our mom? He ain't made a video in a long time. And then I'm on YouTube looking for Love and Hip Hop stuff because I didn't have cable at the time, and I found you. I went home like, babe, I found Armand.
Yes.
I cannot believe you left us and didn't say nothing.
So I did. I did a video on
God.
Why I left YouTube. It was, why I left Facebook, but it was on YouTube. Because I was always, if you really know me, I was always blocked on there. That was part of the problem.
Yes, and when I tell y'all, so the bug chasing video, Armand cussed the man out.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sitting there screaming like, you tell this punk ass nigga, you don't do no shit like that. Why would you want to catch this? Armand got on Facebook the next day and apologized, not for what he said, but how he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's going to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like you wasn't wrong for cussing his ass out, but I know it may have been unprofessional to him.
You're right.
But he was right for everything he said. He was right for everything he said. But I encourage everybody to go watch that video because it was a very deep video.
Thank you.
But I just want to say I love you so much. And
love you.
If I'm not around,
hey, Desi, I love you too.
My you know, my job keeps me super busy, so if I'm not around as much, that's why. I try to catch every video I can.
I love you. I love you and your husband.
Love you too.
And wait, are we still doing the wedding? Or what's the we'll talk about that.
Oh, no, you're definitely still hosting the reception. Yeah. It's next
okay.
time. I'm still looking for a venue.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, you know where to find me. All right, girl.
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so yeah, if anybody want a Cash App, listen, Cash App, we are taking Cash Apps. We're taking all of that. You know what's so funny, though? You guys be wanting me to do the tarot, but it's like, girl, when I did the tarot, like half of the people unsubscribed, but we're going to do the tarot on the other channel. But here's the tea with the tarot. I was just trying to get to the 100K, so now that we're here, we could focus on the tarot a little bit more. Let me take, okay. So, oh, now they're doing the time thing. Okay. So we're going to take a couple more and then we're going to wrap up. 44450. You live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Oh my gosh. I am so happy to have ran across your channel. I am
Thank
a new
you.
Subby. It's been like seven
Thank
or
you.
8 months.
Thank
and
you.
Let me tell you, just from hearing like your laughter
mm-hmm.
has so much joy in it. That
mm-hmm.
is what got me to continue watching your videos because of your laughter. Your banter has been 100% authentic. Right or wrong, it is what you think, it's what you feel, and we can genuinely hear it from your voice. And
mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you went through this whole story with those of us who had not known you previously, and you've explained to us, listen, this isn't new. I've dedicated my time. I'm not just somebody that just happened to have a camera and I'm thinking thoughts. No, I've went on and I've researched and I've done different interviews with other people. I've done the time and I've put in that work. The fact that you've dedicated yourself, like you said, you weren't even getting paid. It was just through the thrill of it. Something that you've always known, there was a light there, regardless of what was going on in life. That is something that you do not have to have a college education, a PhD, or a doctoral degree. That is something that is inherently inside of you, and
mm-hmm.
you have no idea how many people would wish, beg, and pray that they had that type of light that you have. And I'm
wow.
so happy that you've given us a backstory. It's allowed
yes.
us to
how
not
How did you feel about
really...
the backstory? How did you feel about the backstory? Do you feel like it was too long? Because I feel like it was
no,
too long.
No, I want more.
Okay.
I'm just like, well, take us down more memory lane. It's really good to know that it didn't start off with drama. It really did start
no.
off a guy just having thoughts.
Yeah, that's how it started.
But we've only seen the drama, and it's so good to know, hey, there is a backstory. And this shows your longevity.
Yes.
That drama isn't your actual story. Your story is
no.
yourself. So
yes.
regardless if that person's here tomorrow or not, heck, you can continue moving on because we're here for Armand. That joy, that
yes.
laughter. Girl, it's the laugh for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, this just in, we got some latest tea that I wasn't sure if I could share yet, but we'll go ahead and drop it. This just in. Well, you guys have asked, and we will be back on Gagging with Jason Lee Tuesday, November 10th, for another legendary show. Oh, yes, we will be back. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are back Gagging. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here with Jason Lee. So I need you all to be present for the show. It's going to be a legendary motherfucking show, bitch. You know how the fuck. We know what the fuck going on. Okay. We are back on Gagging with Jason Lee next Tuesday. So I want to see you all there, and you know how, you know we've given Jason Lee, well not given, but you know, our gagging episode has been the highest rated show. So we definitely have to keep that same energy, okay? I mean, we got to beat ourselves. This just in. A legendary show. Yes. This is just the beginning, bitch. We're on our way, BNB Squad. We're on our way to a motherfucking television screen, and don't you motherfucking forget it. This journey doesn't stop here. You get what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. Yes, don't get it twisted. Because I have encounters with folk does not mean I am entangled with folk. Things just become where they are. But I am ascending and transcending to another place because for me, it's turned into a game of how far can you go? You know that game where how low can you go? Can you go real low? Can you go down to the flow? You know, it's just how high can you go? Nigga, how high, how far can we take this shit? Can we take this shit to 500, to a million, to television, to BET, MTV? Where the fuck can we go? Let's go. Who's with me? You may not agree. You may not love me every motherfucking day, but bitch, understand. If we have a goal, we're going to get there. And it's to be original, bitch, for me. It's to get in here. Everybody get in here. Oh, listen who's calling me. Listen to this bitch. Hello.
Brother, are you still on?
Yeah, you're on live right now, Lomax.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, hey.
How you fucking doing? I was in the middle of like a show. I rushed the fuck off.
Oh, somebody must have told you that you was getting called.
No, I saw the call. I text you back to say, because I didn't want you to cuss me out and not answer my calls like you did last time.
Shut up.
Brother, what's going on? You doing the show? You at the fucking 100,000 mark?
Yes, Richard. I just wanted to tell you, I thank you because very early on, you gave me an interview. You know what I mean? One of my first big celebrity interviews. So I would like to say thank you for being a part of the show, and thank you just for supporting me, and thank you for showing me to a bag, bitch. Like you helped me, bitch. You amplified my life, helping me get to a bag. So, bitch, I appreciate you and I love you and I respect you for that.
Kid, I love you too. It was easy going on because you had great content.
Yeah.
Plus, you was gay and you was black, so that was check number two. And then you asked me, you was like, we don't have to talk about what you don't want to talk about, but if you could talk about this, that would be amazing. I was like, okay, he got loves. Okay. I was like, that made me want to talk all that shit, come about my drawings and all of that. And then after all of that, for me, getting to a bag is what is the point of me getting to one and you can't come with me? I don't see the point in that. I saw your work ethic. Your work ethic is crazy. You don't lay down. You don't chill. You be up on at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's LA time. Like I call you, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I just got the fuck. I can't fuck around and miss nothing. I'm like, you don't get the fuck back to sleep. It's like fucking 5 o'clock.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing?
Right.
This is crazy. And then these bitches sitting around wondering why your ass is climbing up the ladder fast, but not slow. Fast. Fuck it. And you verified.
Ooh.
And you didn't have a million.
Motherfucking
views on one motherfucking video, and it's no shame.
Wait, we are verified. Don't get it twisted. And some of these girls have taken years. Some of these girls are almost at a million and just got verified last month. Some of these girls had viral interviews and still aren't verified, but I'm sure that they'll make sure they're verified tonight because, bitch, the secret is out. When your shit is not authentic, when your shit is not real, when your shit is bought, when your shit is fraudulent, it takes a little bit more time.
Oh my God.
Hello, motherfucker.
What the fuck? Brother, I'm excited. you know I'm coming to fucking Cali, so
yes,
figure this shit out.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I'll call you later. I love you because we got some things we're working on, so we can't give too much out right now. But yes, love you. Bye, Richard.
Love you too. Love you too. Bye.
That was Richard Lomax. All right. I told y'all this is going to be a lengthy show. All right. So we've been on here for 4 hours. 4205, you're live on the air.
Hi, boo.
What is going on, baby? You know I love you. I know your voice. I know your pay. I know your number. What is the tea?
I love you so much. I am so proud of you, Armand. You don't even understand.
Thank you.
You know, I'm so proud of you. It was moments in your journey where I would see that you would slow down or I would see what was going on. And at night, Armand, I swear, I would just pray for you and pray for your success because you deserve it. So much. You always try to give us more. You always try to elevate yourself. Like, you're amazing. And it's so weird because I always make fun of people who have these weird relationships with people online and think they're their friend. But you are my friend and my kid.
Right.
And I want you to get all the W's. That's why I'm always windmilling, always trying, always here, because I want you to win because you are truly amazing.
Well, what did you think about the backstory? Because a lot of people hadn't seen that. So now what is that? Because I know you're very sharp and very clever. So now what do you think after going through that full backstory? What do you think now?
I want you to win even more, and I understand it. People always say to you to humble yourself. And I remember I asked somebody one time, like, why does he want to have to be humble? Somebody like you who've been through what you've been through, and you would scatter it in your stories every once in a while when you talk to us about how hard it was, about how much you wanted it. Once you get to that point where you grind and you're starting to see the fruits of your labor, you don't have to be humble. It's okay to celebrate yourself. And I understand why you celebrate yourself. I understand why it's important for you to push yourself forward and tell people, wait a minute, I'm that nigga. I got to say it out loud because sometimes it goes straight from your mouth to your ears. You say it till you believe it.
Well, and on top of that, especially when you're in a place where you're getting dragged by hundreds of people online and they're just isolating this one incident like Tasha K and a Storm on Roman, it's like, bitch, but you're going to gloss over all this work that I've put in. So I feel like my back of it. And then most people, it's not your fault or the viewer's fault who only have been on YouTube. So they only know certain demographics of people. But it's like, bitch, stop playing with me. Like, in it, because then you have those people, who do know me, right? Those people that did come up with me. But because of their own jealousy and insecurities, they'll try to push that narrative too. And it's like, motherfucker, wait a minute. I've been doing this shit for years.
Yeah. And they don't want to admit that this show is unique, you know, and it's unique in a way that you don't only have to talk about celebrity gossip. You sitting here with Dr. Miami and he's applauding you about the audience that you have, because I don't know about you or how you feel, but you got one of the best audience on YouTube.
The best.
You know,
the
we are
best.
So diverse. The best, you know, and everything from the knee leaks interview to everything. You've talked about so many different things. You're not one noted. You don't only have to focus on the drama. And I feel like people are jealous because they are still trying to figure out how to be who they are. And you mastering it. And that is what is so great. You know, but I just wanted to just let you know that I'm proud of you. And I am literally sitting, I've never been so happy for somebody in my life. I am happy for you, and I pray that you continue to grow and to continue to excel. And next time you come to San Diego, you see me, and once you reach your celebrity status, you don't forget who I am.
I'm not, boo. Thank you so much. We're going to wrap right there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so listen, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And, you know, I really, because I feel like we done play so much people music, so we just got to do this for the one time. Because I don't think that we're going to get this monetized anyway. But I might have to chop this video and re-upload it. Okay? Hold on. We finna do it like this.
What's up, Keith? What's up, Lisa? Damn, I want all three. Come here. Ooh, Ashley. Hey. Ooh, Ashley. Hey.
I get hard when she walks past me.
Look at that ass. Cause she thick. stutter, been no friends. I want all of them. Yeah, run around the trap right now with 100 bands on me. I be looking like a brick. Yeah, ring around the rose. I'm around with the 40. Play, you gon' feel that stick. Yeah, pull up to the red light. Shot to walk by. Looking good. Shot looking like a lick. Add to the back like a cake with the ice cream shake. Banana split. Pull up to the light and I told him, pull over that ass too fat. Tell your boyfriend you don't want no more. You find you with some racks. Gentlemen, open your door. Take you to the store. Let you buy what you want. Yeah, I like Nene cause she's bad. I like Tay, she got that ass. I like Nisha, she got cash. We go out sometimes, she fast. What's up, Bree? What's up, Keith? What's up, Lisa? Damn, I want all three. Ooh, Ashley. Hey. Ooh, Ashley. Hey. Get hard when she out past me. Cause she thick. She made me stutter. Been no friends.
What's up, Anna? Been it over, let me see that Texas Bama. Do it with no hand, fuck it. Do it with no mantle. Go and take it to the room and give you something you can handle. Need a sample, throw a tantrum. Throw it, you in trouble. Go, throw it like you need it. Need a shot and need a couple. Pussy in the air, I like that pussy by the bundle. And yeah, I like the fucking when it sweat down like a puddle. I don't cuddle, toss up. What's up, Jazz? Throw that pussy, throw them titties, throw that ass. In the club with the strippers throwing cash. If you ain't got no money, take your pockets to the back. It ain't that.
What's up, Bree? Hold up, bitch. What's up, Keith?
Club.
What's up, Lisa? Damn, I want all three.
Go.
Ashley. Hey. Ooh, Ashley. Hey.
Ha.
I get hard when she out past me.
Okay.
Cause she
in the mix.
Mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand. I won't know. San Francisco. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
All right, y'all. We've been on here for 4 hours. Good night. I'll see you on the next video. Bye.
And see, my thing is, I always didn't want you, well, because then at the same time, I didn't want you to ever feel like I was trying to push an issue, like, you know, because I do the music thing, so I didn't want you to think that I was trying to, like, oh, you know, I got this plug in Atlantic. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want you to think that I was trying to do that. I really excited that you've been a part of this journey with me. So honestly, if you are willing to like send me your passion, I want to send you privately though, because I want to do it for you on my own. Shit, you're the only one that sits there and gets those stuff. That's a lot of work. And those motherfuckers be going off. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, it's not, I'm not going to act like I don't see that. Like, That's a lot to deal with. I think that the channel became too much. Yeah, and so I know she wants to move. So I'm just like, you know, Miriam is got, like, health issues and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
You know, it's probably best that, you know, she kind of dead off. No, we're not. No, you get it. You get. This is why you and I connect, because you get it. It's not that serious. That, like, I need her to get that. She doesn't get that yet. So. No, not you. But I'm saying her. The last thing I need her to be doing is stressing out over something that I got going on online.
Yes. You gotta go through the roof.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you. Really amazing stuff.
No. She also has told me that. I mean, but don't go back and say this either. But she's also made it very clear to me. Hold on, let me make sure that my blog talk is off. Hold on, because girl.